dictation for Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Van Buskirk, V as in Victor, A-N, V as in boy, U-S-K-I-R-K, January 1456. Address as a letter to Dr. Vashista, V as in Victor, A-S-H-I-S-H-T-A, 817-4301. Dear Dr. Vashista, follow up for Mrs. Van Basker with a renal transplant, March 2021, last visit October. Cervical laminectomy, anterior approach, disc problems, Dr. Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, Bay City, no complications. This was done in February. Denies weakness, upper or lower extremities, no compromise, bowel or urine, a little bit unsteady, tongue neuropathy, but no claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, minimal edema, no ulcers, no kidney transplant tenderness, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, denies nausea, vomiting, bowel, diarrhea, or bleeding. Last visit, cardiology, Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, everything is stable. Medication list review, remains on Tacromyfortic, takes diuretics, Lasix, 2-3 times a week, according to edema, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Next paragraph, present weight 134, blood pressure 100 and 255. Alert orientation 3, no respiratory distress, does have bilateral JVD, but lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites, no masses, no major edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is April. Kidney transplant creatinine normal. Hemoglobin close to normal, normal white blood cell platelets, normal sodium, low potassium 2.8. Normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, bicarbonate in the upper side 29. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, renal transplant, March 2021. Next number, high-risk medication, immunosuppression, monitor Tacro level. Next number, atrial fibrillation pacemaker, remains anticoagulated, takes no rate control. Next number, status post anterior cervical approach surgery, no complications. Next number, blood pressure in the low side. Next number, low potassium, some degree of metabolic alkalosis, probably effect of diuretics. I'm asking her to minimize the use of Lasix. We would like to repeat chemistries at least 48 hours from the last diuretic use. If persistent renal potassium wasting, we will assess for other causes of primary or secondary hyperaldosteronism. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.